What's up, everyone? It's Eric Davis. We are still live in Hall H, Comic-Con 2012, and we just went through, like, a long panel, 2.5 hour panel. I can't even think straight because that's how long this panel was. It was monstrous. Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures came out. They took over, like, a bunch of screens. The curtains came back. I had never seen that at Comic-Con before. All of these curtains came back. They had multiple screens going. They started with Legendary to Pacific Rim, and Godzilla was a surprise, and we'll talk about that on this specific podcast. I'm with Jermaine Lassier from Slash Film again. Jermaine, let's just hit up Pacific Rim. This is the Guillermo del Toro Monsters versus Robots. What were your impressions?
Man, it's like a movie out of my dreams. I mean, it's one of those things that you always thought you like wanted to see, and you see it a little bit here and there in different movies, but del Toro looks to like... It's like, and I think it's out of what really makes it exciting is it's out of his dreams too. It's this super glossy, super beautiful, incredibly epic. The scope is we're getting close. Yeah, it's just an incredible scope, and he was talking about so many like cool little things that he brought to it. So many different monsters, and he built everything like literally from the inside out. And I think the movie looks like, you know, the attention to detail is going to be incredible. That said, it looked exactly. It was what I expected, but I think it's also the movie's still over a year away, so you know, he's only going to show us a little teases now. So for right now, my expectations are peaked through the roof.
Yeah, he looks like he approaches it from a really interesting perspective. Some stats: 25 story, large, tall robots, monsters. The monsters' names: Jaeger, Geju. He said the monsters will fly. They are in water. There's sea creatures. There's flying monsters. There's all kind of monsters. He really created the monsters to fit in with the atmosphere and the elements. So you'll see a lot of snow and water with these creatures. The robots themselves seem like they were giant Voltron, Iron Man kind of things.
They did look like Iron Man. Like you've seen a teaser poster online of like these sort of almost Battlestar Galactica Cylon helmet, but the body itself looks a little more rigid with like an Iron Man like core at the center of it. But they move pretty fluidly, and we saw some really cool shots of like them like double hammer fisting like huge like Godzilla type robots. It was pretty monsters.
The monsters kind of looked like lizards. And one of the cool things that they mentioned, what I really liked, is that a lot of the sites were created on hydraulics. The sets were created on hydraulics. So when the monsters came down, they literally shook the sets to freak people out.
And we didn't get a lot of human stuff in it. I think he just wanted to blow us with the visuals. But like Idris Elba delivers some line about like we were about to stop the apocalypse or something like that. And it was just like it was like chill inducing. You have it there.
It's on par, I think, with the Independence Day. Yeah. Line. It's like, today we are canceling the apocalypse.
Yeah,
he says
man.
It in front of a crowd, and it's really pumped up. From there, we went to Godzilla. We saw a teaser. This film isn't even in production yet. It hasn't even been greenlit yet. They brought out Gareth Edwards. They had a teaser that looked kind of cool, like a demolished city, people dead everywhere, holes in buildings, and then out of the ashes rises a creature that looked very much like the concept art that we saw a while ago, a lizard-like face, kind of a more narrow face instead of a tall face, and it looked like Godzilla, and he rises up, and you hear the iconic roar, and then we cut.
Yeah, and the whole thing was over, like, this speech, but I think it was Robert Oppenheimer, the guy who, like, created the atomic bomb. I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but about how, like, I have created death, and it was this very, like, sort of morbid, sad thing, and then you see Godzilla raise up, and the crowd goes friggin' crazy. He's got the scales on the back. It's very, very, like, the iconic things that you know about Godzilla, the scales, the size, the scream, but with a little bit of a modern twist. And Gareth Evans said he wanted to make the movie, like, really, really realistic. Like, legitimately, if Godzilla was outside your house right now, what would happen? And that's what the movie is supposed to be.
Yeah, and that excites me, but we don't... I was making a joke before that I said I want to do a feature on films that have panels here that never even get made. Last year, we saw Paradise Lost. A couple of years ago, we saw Red Sonja. And I think it's almost like a jinx when you bring films here that aren't made. Gareth Edwards says he's been working on it for a very long time. I think they're going to make it, but we don't even know when we're going to see it. And even... We like to have those films paired, you know. It's like I felt like there were very Godzilla-like creatures in Pacific Rim, and here's Godzilla. I mean, they have to release these films very far apart from each other. Do you agree?
I do agree. I think Godzilla hasn't gone on to what's it called? You know, it's got a with no release date. If it's not even hardly in production yet, it won't be out with that kind of effects till 14, 15. There'll be plenty of time.
But nevertheless, we loved both of them films. The crowd loved it here, and. We'll see what we see. Pacific Rim comes out next year. What was the date? July 13th?
July 13th, 2013, yeah.
Yep, July 13th. Godzilla, we haven't seen it yet. That's it. We'll be back a little bit with Man of Steel and The Hobbit reactions. And we still have Iron Man 3 coming up. Bye.